Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to High Energy Health. I am so delighted you are here sharing this moment with us and with our community. What you'll discover is there's a wonderful group of people that has coalesced around this show over the last 20 years or so now. And many people download it, many people share it with friends. And I'd like you, as you listen, to do a couple of things. One is make notes, because you might hear something that is a high leverage point for your own issues. And so if you're taking notes, you're more likely to pick up on that magic little tidbit that can make all the difference to your life. So listen carefully, make notes. Also, I urge you to make an action plan with each show. So listen, absorb the information, but also see how to apply it to your life, because applying those things to your life is the critical thing to do. It's not just a matter of hearing and being inspired. It's a matter of actually applying that and taking an action step. So think of the action steps you might take. I might even interrupt our guests, as I often do, and let you have a second to journal to actually write those action steps. So make sure you take action. And the final thing to do is to look at our archives and share shows that are relevant to other people. If you have a friend with PTSD, if you have a friend looking for a transcendent state, if you feel have a friend who's blocked, let them know about a show that might help them. Email them that link and let them know that resource is there. You never know when some act of compassion, kindness, spontaneity, love on your part is going to make the difference in someone else's life. So please do share the wealth of information of the hundreds of shows in our archives with people you know in whose lives that could make a difference. And of course, the person in whose life you're making a difference today is you, because you're choosing to fill your mind with wonderful ideas, high energy, and all of the inspiration that you'll find here at High Energy Health. So welcome, and I look forward to sharing with you today, and you'll be excited when you get into the work of our guest. Her name is Amanda Huggins, and she's the author of the book Anxiety to Empowerment. She is an anxiety and mindfulness coach. She's also a certified yoga and meditation instructor, as well as being a speaker. She developed her own spiritual, scientific, and practical approach to anxiety and has now shared that with many other people. Her website is AmandaHugginsCoaching.com. Amanda, welcome.
Thank you so much. I am very excited to chat with you today. And I also just have to say before we get started, I just love how action-oriented you are as you support your audience. I feel like we are very aligned in that. So that was just really nice to hear. That got me really excited.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I, whenever I go to a conference or a workshop or hear an inspiring presentation, I do the same thing, Amanda, so it makes a difference. So share a bit about how you developed anxiety in the first place. If you look back in your early life and where you first found that pattern emerging.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was talking to someone about this again recently, and it is hard to pinpoint, you know, a particular moment. I think we're sort of in this age, and certainly when I was younger, I'm 34 now for context, so I'm a millennial. And growing up, we were really the first generation to grow up with social media. So I think there is a piece of this inherent you know, plugged in, always on connection that we've grown up with that was definitely subconsciously feeding anxiety. But really, the drumbeat of anxiety was much bigger than that. For quite a while, in my early 20s, I looked very successful on paper, well-traveled, and had been climbing a corporate ladder and moved all over the country. And I could not have felt more at odds with myself emotionally, energetically, spiritually. And this feeling of anxiety was creeping up in really all areas of my life. It felt like disconnection. It felt like deep unease in my body. And it led to a lot of avoidant behaviors, right? So I'd run away from what I was feeling, hoping that it would go away. And I would numb through, you know, partying or throwing myself into work or throwing myself into relationships that really didn't serve me. And so really culminated in, I would say, more than one or two dark nights of the soul that became this waking up process. So like, something's got to change. I can't live with the physical sensations of anxiety, but really it was the emotional impact that became most challenging. And so,
Becca, was there a moment when you said, I can't live with this? Or was there an epiphany? Was there an event that happened that triggered that in your mind?
You know, I always say it was a series of moments. I think that I was aware for a long time that something needed to change, but I wasn't ready to change because change is such a threat to the nervous system. And that is exactly where physical anxiety starts, right? So it becomes this chicken or egg situation. I did have one particular night when I was living in Santa Monica. My roommate at the time was out of town. And I just remember I was pretty drunk off of, you know, a bottle or two of wine. I was alone. It was 2 a.m. I was still working. And there was a little bit of, you know, ironically, I wasn't in a depression in that moment, but that was the moment where it all kind of came together. And I was like, this is not your best. This is not how you're supposed to be functioning.
In the middle of that state, you just had like a moment of self-reflection,
You know, if I'm being very honest, it wasn't a positive moment of self-reflection. It was a moment of shame. And I think that is really important to share because I think the idea of like the big, you know, come to Jesus or awakening moment can get glorified as this really like sparkly or like, oh, kind of experience. And for a lot of folks, it is, you know, pain is the cost of admission to a new life, as one of my old mentors used to say. So those waking up moments can feel kind of awful. And so, yeah, I would say, yes, it was deep self-reflection, but it was brought on by was anxiety, depression, and the shame that I was feeling in that moment. I wish it was more glamorous than that, you know, but that's often how it happens.
But it was enough to trigger that moment of mindfulness. And then you said to yourself, this can't go on. I need to change.
Exactly. And so that next morning, I just went to a yoga studio. And I had thought on my drive over there, I was like, I just need something to take up more of my time while I figure out what's going on. You know, the problem was that I ironically didn't have a lot of free time, but the free time that I had, I was spending really, you know, ways that were not supportive of my overall health. So I go to yoga. I was dead broke at the time. And this lovely man who's teaching the class goes, by the way, I have a yoga teacher training starting tomorrow. I have a scholarship available. So if cost is an issue, you don't have to worry about it. And it's, again, it's just one spot. So if you want it, sign up now. And I ran to him after class. I was like, this is what I need. We're really with the intention of let's just get into something else. But yoga really became the pathway for more metaphysical and mind-body work that ultimately informed the work that I now teach and practice today. And spiritually, it really became the foot-in-the-door tactic for me to come back into connection with myself. It wasn't just yoga, of course, but it was really like a divine necessary first step.
I've been interested in that phenomenon, and there's a study that came out just last week, actually, showing that many people either take yoga seeking those experiences of something greater than themselves or have those experiences through yoga. So it's interesting that it works both ways. Either people use yoga as their approach to some other direction in spirituality, or yoga itself triggers those transcendent experiences. So you're far from alone.
Yeah. And, you know, I think the part of the reason for that, right, is that yoga is a practice of connection, but it's also a practice of creating space. And most seekers, they become seekers because they feel like they don't have enough space to be themselves, or they have so much space in their lives that they don't know who they are. And so this idea of coming into community and a practice that physically can help clear and move out energy blocks, and that spiritually and emotionally for a lot of folks, it brings up all of their stuff that's coming up outside of the room. It brings it right up on the mat. And so you get confronted with your stuff in a very safe way, and then you get to clear it. So I think there is something very healing and magnetic about yoga. Even those who aren't going to it for a healing wind up getting often.
Yeah. So you not only had this moment of self-reflection that led to that shift, immediately afterwards, the universe gave you exactly what you needed to take the next step. I love it.
isn't that funny how that happens? I mean, you know, I'm in a similar moment in time right now where, you know, you're not sure what you need. And all of a sudden the universe is like, hey, by the way, this might have been the thing. Enjoy. And I just love those moments of affirmation and confirmation. I think we get them more than we realize. It's a matter of keeping your eye open and, I mean, really being able to receive what the universe is putting in your path too.
So when did you first realize that some kind of internal shift was happening inside of you in terms of that old pattern of anxiety, depression, disconnection, lack of direction?
Yeah. So, you know, my yoga and meditation practice was a really great first step, but I'm a Virgo. I love steps and I love action and I love just understanding what I'm doing and understanding the process. And so I became even more seeker-y, right? I was in quite a bit of therapy. I was in reading a lot of, I would say, more like clinical self-help books alongside, you know, being in these deeply esoteric practices. And so I wound up getting really frustrated because I felt like my experience in traditional therapy at the time had brought up and helped me to understand a lot. I wasn't yet receiving the tools or the support or the information to actually fundamentally change the way I was operating, right? To make longer term changes in my relationship with anxiety. And then, you know, at the same time, I was reading these esoteric texts and, you know, doing mantra practice and learning about neural reprogramming and shifting your energy. And I knew all of this information, both the traditional, if we'd like to call it that, and the more spiritual, was valuable. But as someone with an anxious brain who doesn't always receive or can't embody, can't suck up and sponge up all of the information, you know, the way a neurotypical individual might, I became really frustrated that I felt like I had the information to heal, but it just wasn't happening. And so that sort of, it sparked the development of what is now ultimately has been my work for the past 7 or 8 years. I started to just create a pathway for healing for myself. And as I started to figure out the order of the tools and the order of the practices to help my brain actually shift from anxiety to a deeper state of empowerment, I was like, hey, I think this is working. And I think it's working for me. I maybe want to share this with people. And so, you know, I would say within the first year or two, that's really when my coaching practice then began to develop and I started working with individuals. And somehow here we are today.
And then,
so I don't know if that fully answers your question.
Yeah, I'm curious about that sequence, that there was a order in which you used those tools and practices. Did you find that some orders work better than others?
Yes. So, and this is actually like the fundamental setup of my book is there's three parts to it. So we start with the body, we tune into the soul, and then we work with the mind. And my challenge at the time, and I think this is a lot of folks' challenge that they run into when they're in the process of trying to think better or feel better, is we do that whole thing, start with the body, tune into the soul, work with your mind. We do it in reverse. A lot of us work against our mind, or we let our mind work us to direct us. We are either disconnected from or unaware of spiritual connection, that true higher self, the love that exists within us. And if we are in the body, we're often overriding the signals that our body is telling us that we need to rest, that we need self-soothing. And especially when we're working with anxiety, starting with the body is critical, because as much as anxiety is illogical and emotional and it creates actions and reactions, it starts with the physiological experience of anxiety. It starts with fight or flight. So we have to, if we want to practice changing our thoughts, engaging in neural reprogramming, getting to the core of what our healing is, we have to start with the body. We have to learn how to get the body to enter a state of calm, to practice self-soothing, to practice compassion when we are in an elevated state. Because when the body is more grounded and we trust ourselves to take care of the physical, it becomes much easier to then do that deeper emotional digging, to ask the questions, what's actually going on here? This anxiety is not just one thought, it's thematic. Where did that theme come from? How do we heal that core thing? And then once we understand what that soul work is, which is what I believe it is, karmically, we're here to heal that thing that has been knocking on our door, our inner door, for a while. So once we're clear on that and we're in the healing of that, this idea of reprogramming your mind, tuning into better thoughts, embodying a you that is more empowered than anxious, that becomes easier because you've affirmed your body, you're connected to what your path is, you believe or are building a deeper sense of belief that more is possible.
So I'm going to stop you there for a moment.
Please.
And I want people who are listening, so I'd like you now to, as you are making notes, as you're journaling about this, where have you been plugging away, tackling problems at the level of your mind and not being in your body? Ask yourself that. So do a quick mental review right now of the various issues that you have been either struggling with, working on, growth priorities that you have in your life, and ask yourself, where am I applying my mind as the very first thing that I use to solve this problem? So where am I mentally focused? Where have I been trying to think myself into growth, think myself into change, which Amanda is assuring us often isn't working because the body isn't safe, the body isn't calmed down, the body is still in fight or flight, all of which is going to subvert the activity of the mind. So think for a moment and make a note about where you are in your life using your mind to tackle issues that might actually lie at other levels. And the two other levels that Amanda mentioned were the soul and the body. So there may be a soul issue, there may be a body issue. And we're going to go to a break right now, but please stay tuned. We'll have a commercial break. You're listening to High Energy Health. We'll come back, and I'd like you to bring your notes and your journaling with us as we go on the next phase of the adventure. I'm Dawson Church. You're listening to High Energy Health. We'll be right back after a break.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church. My guest today is Amanda Huggins. Her website is AmandaHugginsCoaching.com. She's the author of the book, Anxiety to Empowerment. And before the break, we were talking about your self-reflection, thinking about what problems in your life you've been approaching using this 2 pounds of gray and white matter between your ears, trying to think yourself out of that problem rather than your body, not looking to your body signals, not focused on perhaps ways in which you're overriding your body, not being there for your body, not being compassionate toward your body. So you've now done some self-reflection and got your one or maybe more than one issue in your life where you've been approaching it mentally. And then the invitation here is to look at how you can shift and approach this from the perspective and lead with your body. So, Amanda, how do you do that? How do we do that once we recognize that we've been using our mind and maybe it's not being effective? How do we then start to shift into our body?
Oh, so I have about 7 different answers for you, but I think let's start here. So the first thing that I tell folks, whether we're talking about anxiety or really any other shadow emotion, because the way that I think about anxiety is that it's an umbrella term or a secondary emotion, similar to like anger, right? Usually when someone's experiencing anger, there's something else that they're feeling. And that's often the case for anxiety, right? So there's guilt, shame, fear, low self-worth. There's something behind the anxiety that's manifesting through the physical and emotional symptoms. So the first thing that I tell folks is we have to befriend the anxiety first. You have to shift your perspective on what it is, because most folks walk around with a lot of guilt or judgment, frustration at themselves for having this experience of anxiety or, you know, feeling anxious and having it impact their life. And if it is a part of you, you don't need to like it, but you do need to love it. We need to love the parts of us that we're keeping in the shadow, right? Because that's how we heal. We bring it in. You can't change something if we're not looking at it. So that's like the first fundamental shift. And I think what is implied there is this ongoing practice of compassion with yourself, because it is not easy to love the parts of yourself you don't like. It is not easy to be compassionate when your autopilot, maybe your trained or programmed response, is to judge or shame yourself. So that is deep ongoing work. Now, to really begin that very first step, how do we get into the body? I think the first low-hanging fruit or maybe obvious answer would be, you know, you do somatic exercises. I have quite a few in my book. But I do think that there's a step before that, which is we individually have to understand how anxiety manifests in our body first. Because if you don't know your anxious, your flavor of anxiety, catching it and working with yourself on addressing the spin cycle of anxiety becomes really challenging. So that is actually the first place we start, is not even doing the somatic exercises yet. It's being in observation without trying to change anything, observing first, how do I feel when I'm anxious? Do I get tighter in my chest? Does different anxiety manifest in my body differently? Once we're aware of how anxiety physically shows up for you, that is when we want to get into practices like body scans, meditations, different types of visualizations or grounding exercises to help you bring your awareness back into the body and to bring yourself out of fight or flight. So in other words, to stimulate the vagus nerve, because when the vagus nerve is stimulated, our body starts to calm down. This is when we're more grounded or grounded enough to start working with all of the other aspects of ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Because before you ground yourself and get into your body and develop that somatic awareness, you're just in a drift. And when you develop that body awareness, you then literally brought yourself back into your physical safety system and you can move from there. So that's a great way to kick it off and to learn to notice that. The other benefit that noticing it early has for people is that it serves as an early warning signal. So when you are moving toward that anxiety state, and you catch it early, if you feel the very, very first stirrings of it in your body, you then can intervene quickly before it becomes a full-blown, whatever it might be, panic attack or avoidance or whatever else it is. So it's really a powerful piece of advice, noticing your body, because if you notice it early, you can then do those things that help you arrest it, change direction, mitigate it, whatever it might be.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I just want to add, too, for folks at home, all of this, we're talking about this very, like, these are the steps. That's what's in my book. I'm sure you read this in other books too. What I just want to hyper communicate, and I do this with everyone I speak to, is that we talk about this as a very linear process. It will not be linear, and that is okay, right? So you will miss catching yourself. You will go into the spin cycle. You might feel like you've regressed at different points in time. What matters the most is that you come back to your practice of grounding and caring for yourself time and time again. It doesn't matter when you do it perfectly or not. This is a life's work. This is an ongoing journey. And I just say that because anxious folks usually live in the black or white. I've either done it perfectly or I failed. And we have to get comfortable with the gray space.
Oh, those are two really brutal opposites. Do it perfectly or fail. I don't know if people thought that way. I mean, I'm fairly content with my many gray areas and many partial successes. So
yeah, you know, has become in my one-on-one work in different ways. That's become sort of a filtering question for me to get a sense for how someone is just orienting to their own progress or process. Because there are some telltale things, right? It's when someone feels they've regressed, that tells me they have a little bit too much black or white thinking, especially with healing. I think that's a chapter in my book, unless we edited it out. There's no such thing as a regression. It's just a lesson. The shoulds, there's certain telltale things that, you know, often place someone in black or white, good or bad, essentially, mindset. And we got to break that.
Yeah, absolutely. So think again about that part of your life. Where are you in either or thinking, black or white? Either I've done it perfectly or I failed. So take a moment now, do this exercise. We're going to go to another break in a moment here. So you'll have time and just reflect on that question. Where am I stuck in either or thinking? I've done it perfectly. Anything else, even 99% represents a failure. And so there may be parts of your life where you have that thinking going on. And of course, that's going to sabotage your sense of self-worth and your forward momentum. So catch yourself right now and just make a note in your journal. Where in my life am I thinking that? Is it about my body? Is it about my weight? Is it about my children? Is it about my money? Is it about my career? Is it about my primary relationship? Is it about my team members? Is it about some part of my work? Where are you stuck in that kind of all or nothing thinking? And again, we're seeing here, as Amanda shares with us, how profoundly unhelpful that can be. Again, Amanda's website is AmandaHugginsCoaching.com. You're listening to High Energy Health. We'll be right back after a break.
You have a to-do list, right? Well, that list may be your biggest obstacle to success. Sure, it contains activities that help you achieve your goals, but it's also packed with time-sucking obligations that are not in alignment with your life's purpose. In a new white paper, Dr. Dawson Church explains the difference between a to-do list and a success list. Download it at successlist.net. Create a success list, and successlist.net will show you how to manifest your dreams at light speed. See successlist.net. Why do you attract the same kinds of people over and over again and look for love in all the wrong places? Scientific research has shown it's because of a personality pattern called your attachment style. Programmed early in your childhood, your attachment style dictates your relationship choices throughout your life. At LovingRelationshipsNow.com, Dr. Dawson Church demonstrates the three basic styles. A free quiz at LovingRelationshipsNow.com identifies the attachment styles of your friends and loved ones. Visit LovingRelationshipsNow.com.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. It works quickly and has no side effects. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at tappinggift.com. That's tappinggift.com. Don't suffer when help is at your fingertips. Get your manual at tappinggift.com today.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. It's so good to have you here, and I'm so glad you are taking care of yourself by being tuned in and spending this time with us. This is a time with me and Amanda and our High Energy Health community. More importantly, it's time for you. It's time you've given yourself to devote your attention to ideas and practices that can make a huge difference in your life. As you've seen, I'm stopping us fairly frequently and having you journal, having you reflect, having you apply the things that we're considering over here. And you are giving yourself this gift. Are we giving you information? Are we giving you inspiration? Lots of it. But are we giving you the opportunity to reflect on your next steps? And are you giving yourself this opportunity to go deep, fill your mind with positive ideas? You are. And so you've given yourself this wonderful space of the day. I'm so grateful you have. Share this show, share other shows with people in your life. If you have somebody who's dealing with anxiety, who isn't in their body, email them a link to the show and recommend that they listen to it. And be generous with the information, with the inspiration. Share it around. and let people know that there are ways out. And we all know people who are stuck in various patterns they can't seem to extricate themselves from. There is so much good information on High Energy Health. I don't know how many episodes we have, several hundred anyway. So you'll find a treasure trove there of ways to share information with other people and topics that can be useful to them. And again, if you want to check out Amanda's website, go to AmandaHugginsCoaching.com. Her book is called Anxiety to Empowerment. So Amanda, here we've done that very first intervention. We've interrupted the pattern. Now, before I'm having a full-blown panic attack, I notice, ooh, it starts with this little feeling in my chest over here. So when I feel that little feeling in my chest, let's catch it before it becomes a big feeling in my chest. If we catch it, what do we do next?
So from my perspective, once we've built this muscle, that's what it is. When we don't use it, it atrophies. When we use it a lot, we get better at it. The muscle gets bigger. Once we've been working this muscle of catching ourselves, bringing ourselves out of fight or flight, practicing a lot of compassion when we're in that state, I suggest this is where we dive into what I like to call the soul work. Right? So in other words, getting to the core of what's actually going on with your anxiety. So there's, of course, you know, experiences of anxiety. If someone drops a bowling ball 2 feet away from you, you're going to start to feel anxious. Your fight or flight went on because fear of falling and the fear of loud noises are two core human fears, right? But when we have thematic anxiety, right? So a constant feeling that you've done something wrong, that you're going to get fired, that people are mad at you, that people hate you, all of that, that is thematic anxiety, right? It's coming from a deeper thing that's going on. And so my perspective is that when we tune into the soul and we really ask ourselves the question, what is it that needs healing? We open ourselves up to what that thing or those things are. That is really where the work begins. So in my book, I talk about the practice of, we call it emotional delayering, which is asking the question, what's under that? So, you know, we can run through an example. Wow, I just came home from work and I don't know why, I feel really anxious. I feel really frustrated. No one said I did a good job on my presentation. Well, what's under that? I was expecting someone to say that I did a good job. What's under that? I needed someone to say that I did a good job because I really am relying on that feedback. Well, what's under that? I really only feel confident in general when I'm getting that feedback from other people. Well, what's under that? I wasn't really affirmed as a child. Well, what's under that? That inner child is still wanting to receive affirmation, and that work has got to come from me now. So that's a very truncated version of the ongoing deep work, but we get to the core, what's behind the thematic anxiety, so that we can do the deeper healing. You know, in my book, we talk about inner child work and different journaling exercises and practices to help you really get clear on what is needed for you to heal. For a lot of folks, that is going to be working with someone in a one-on-one capacity too. As someone who is very resistant to support myself, it takes me a while to get on board. And then once I do get on board, I love it. With most folks, especially the anxious person, there needs to be a recognition that I don't have to do this alone. You may still choose to, but at least coming to the recognition, okay, I have this information. I understand what the work may be for me to heal. What if I don't have to do it alone? Can I join women's or men's group or community group? Can I find someone to work with? Can I go see someone? And really having that extra layer of support. Can I find a book that's going to give me some of the tools and practices? All that to say, that is, in my mind, the next step, which is a lot. I would say there's probably 50 steps in that next step.
But we'll also let you know that you aren't alone, that other people have gone through this before. There is a whole rich body of knowledge there about how to deal with these things. It'll let you know that people have gotten through it as well and that they're there for you. So that doing it in a community is very, very different from trying to do it alone. So I love the fact you mentioned that there are books, there are courses, there are mentors, there are coaches. There's so many ways in which we can support ourselves in doing that. And it's powerful to start to draw on those.
You know, it is. And even when we're thinking about this from a biological standpoint, when we are able to be in connection with, in community, physically, when possible, with other people, we physically begin to feel better. Now, there are folks, of course, who have anxiety about being in large groups of people. And even to that particular set of folks, because I was that person too, is there is a bit of exposure therapy work that comes with that, right? The more you allow yourself to be seen and practice getting comfortable with the discomfort of it, the better it starts to feel. And the more this deep recognition of, wow, it feels good to be around people. It feels good to be in community. It feels great to know that I'm not alone and that I'm supported. That work all begins to have this really positive snowball effect.
Yeah. And then you combine all those things, all those resources. And I think also what you'll often find is that you get led to the right resource. Like Amanda was led to that yoga class. So she began with that epiphany all by herself in her apartment in Santa Monica. And so she was all alone. She had this moment of self-reflection. In psychology, we call that making the subject-object shift, where you shift from being enmeshed in your own story to seeing yourself from a perspective, the witness perspective in Buddhism. And so you had that witness moment of yourself. Then as you call in community, as you call in all of the resources that are available, you start to realize there's a lot there that can help you. So let's do another exercise before we take our next break and reflect on how you can call in community. Are there parts of your life where you've been toughing it out as the Lone Ranger and you might want to call in community? So grab your journal, take a deep breath, and during the next break, go ahead and reflect on where in your life you have been approaching your issues as a solitary individual and how you might shift into drawing on the power of community. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Everyone knows that losing weight fast is dangerous. In fact, the U.S. Government Center for Disease Control recommends losing no more than 1 to 2 pounds a week. But is that true? Startling new research shows that people who lose weight rapidly often have better long-term results. Now, award-winning researcher Dr. Dawson Church and registered dietitian Karen Donaldson team up to review all the evidence at 10poundsaweek.com. Download their free report at 10poundsaweek.com. That's 10poundsaweek.com. Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Radio Your Way. HealthyLife.net.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. My name is Dawson Church. Each week I'm here for you on the show. And more importantly, you're here for you on the show. It's great to have you here. If you'd like to know more about Amanda's work, go to her website, AmandaHugginsCoaching.com. Her book is called Anxiety to Empowerment. Amanda, I love the way you focused on community in the last segment of what we share together. And community is so important. To feel supported, to read examples of people who have overcome similar things, then gives you a template, a model for the reality that I can overcome them as well. And what you're likely to find in that community is someone who's had it much worse than you had it. Somebody who had an even bigger problem and was able to solve it successfully. So it's really exciting and empowering to realize it's possible. In this last part of the show, leave us with another really important practice we can use as we're looking to produce these shifts in our lives.
Yeah, I think I'll pull something from that third and final part of the book. So start with the body, we tune into the soul, and we work with the mind. And what I encourage everyone, I do it in the book, it's in my one-on-one work as well, but I encourage everyone to really begin the reflection on is, what is that? What does that empowered version of you look like? How do they feel? What is their energy? What are the thoughts that they have? What are the hobbies that they have, right? And to give yourself permission to go into this perhaps even larger than life brainstorm. It's not going to be, right? Because if you can think it, if you can feel it, that is something for you to embody. But it is so important too, as we've done the practice of calming the body, as we're connecting to what the deeper work is, we also do want to connect to who we're becoming. And setting that vision can always shift. It will shift. It'll get bigger. As you feel better and heal more, you'll want more. But I just think it is so important to begin the practice of really getting clear on who is it that I'm becoming? Because that's the beauty of anxiety, or really any shadow emotion, is it's here to bring up contrast. It shows you what doesn't feel good, which means that the equal, opposite, or better must also exist. So if you're in this deep state of anxiety, overwhelm, low self-worth, what if you view it as contrast? And you use it to fill in the light side of that contrast. So in other words, what is available for me as I heal? What do I want to be available for me as I heal? And that becomes your North Star. And in my book, we have a bunch of different practices and exercises to take that into, you know, your real life and into your journal and all of that good stuff. But that is at a high level where I'd say to start.
And just to close with, how do you bring your soul's vision for you into that vision for your future?
It starts with getting quiet. It starts with giving yourself permission to get quiet enough and still enough to start to tune in. The thing is, your soul, your higher self, there's never a break in communication to you, right? It's our logic brain and our physical sensations and our avoidance and our distraction that breaks that communication, or, you know, creates a little bit more static in that communication. So our work is first to find enough stillness to open ourselves up, to tune in, to really, yes, ask the question, but hear, and to hear from our heart, not hear from our brain or hear from our ears, which is also not a one and done practice. That's why it's called a practice. We start and we iterate. We fall off and then we get back on it. That is the work, ultimately.
And of course, that getting quiet step is so powerful, because often we are so noisy, we're so distracted, we have so much going on that we haven't created the time to really listen deeply and receive that. So that process of getting quiet and giving ourselves quiet time, whether it's in an exercise like Qigong or walking meditation or time in nature or prayer or contemplation or meditation, whatever we use for that, whatever works for our lifestyle and our physiology, we take that time to really quieten down to where we can be receptive and can listen. Because I can promise you one thing, which is that the vision of you that your soul has is infinitely greater than any vision of you that your limited local mind might have. So
yes.
Don't you find it. Amanda,
yeah.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful to connect with you. Thanks you for your work. Thank you for your perspective. Thanks for your practicality. And thanks for first of all, for rescuing yourself and then giving other people such powerful lifelines as well.
Thank you, Dawson. It was great to talk to you. And that was a really lovely thing to receive on my end too. So I appreciate it.
Even though when I slow down, I talk way too fast, Amanda. When I slow down.
Me too.
I really want that listener. You've listened to High Energy Health. I'm so grateful you've been here. Please join us every week for more. Again, thank you. Bless you. See you on the next episode.
Epigenetics is the most exciting new field in science. It's the study of influences that turn your genes on and off. Epigenetics is a breakthrough in health and longevity, and you can learn all about it from two of the world's foremost experts. Dr. Bruce Lipton is the author of The Biology of Belief, and Dr. Dawson Church wrote The Genie in Your Genes. In a free presentation at ConsciousGene.com, they show how to apply epigenetics to boost your health, happiness, and energy levels naturally. Visit ConsciousGene.com. That's ConsciousGene.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
You have a to-do list, right? Well, that list may be your biggest obstacle to success. Sure, it contains activities that help you achieve your goals, but it's also packed with time-sucking obligations that are not in alignment with your life's purpose. In a new white paper, Dr. Dawson Church explains the difference between a to-do list and a success list. Download it at successlist.net. Create a success list, and successlist.net will show you how to manifest your dreams at light speed. See successlist.net.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Why do you attract the same kinds of people over and over again and look for love in all the wrong places? Scientific research has shown it's because of a personality pattern called your attachment style. Programmed early in your childhood, your attachment style dictates your relationship choices throughout your life. At LovingRelationshipsNow.com, Dr. Dawson Church demonstrates the three basic styles. A free quiz at LovingRelationshipsNow.com identifies the attachment styles of your friends and loved ones. Visit LovingRelationshipsNow.com. Hello, I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
This is Linda McKenzie with the HealthyLife.net Health News Super Segment. Probiotic supplementation containing a specific strain may help maintain estrogen levels in healthy peri- and postmenopausal women, says a new study from the Kaneka Corporation. Increasing protein intake could reduce the risk of constipation for men, while exceeding a certain level increases the risk for women, likely due to differences in gut microbiomes and hormones, according to a new study. Acute and repeated supplementation with liposomal ashwagandha may boost select cognitive effects, including memory, attention, vigilance, and reaction time in healthy adults, says a new study. The ability of pre- and probiotic supplementation can modulate the gut microbiome and increase its diversity, so it may influence social decision-making and increase our sense of fairness. Magnesium is an essential mineral used in energy production, protein signaling, and cell signaling in almost every organ and muscle in your body, especially your heart, your bones, and your kidney. Research found higher intake of magnesium was linked with a lower risk of diabetes, even when combined with eating foods with a high glycemic index. Magnesium insufficiency or levels lower than supports optimal health, but not low enough to trigger symptoms of deficiency, are associated with over 22 different medical conditions, including diabetes, heart disease, and infertility. Insufficiency is related to a higher rate of aging, but may be prevented by consuming foods high in magnesium, protecting your gut health, using supplements, and Epsom salt baths. Supplementation with wild green oat extract, GOE, improved quality of life, stress, and sleep in people quitting smoking, a study has concluded. Supplementation with mycelium roots of the fungus Cordyceps militaris, reduces markers of anemia, and the chance of muscle injury in long-distance runners during pre-season training, according to new research. Adenomyosis is a benign estrogen-dependent uterine disorder that may cause abnormal uterine bleeding, pelvic pain, and infertility. It's estimated that about 20% of women, primarily those of reproductive age, may suffer the conditions, yet there's a surprisingly little awareness surrounding it. Estrogen is believed to promote the growth of adenomyosis. Many people are exposed to excessive estrogen in the form of birth control, estrogen replacement therapy, and even exposure to plastics. Estrogen is also carcinogenic and anti-metabolic, radically reducing the ability of your mitochondria to create cellular energy. One of the most important strategies for adenomyosis, aside from avoiding estrogen and xenoestrogens, is to take natural progesterone. iHerb's California Gold Nutrition brand, along with Dr. Oz, has come up with safe weight loss supplements that addresses and performs the same functions without the side effects of Ozempic and Wegovy-like drugs. You won't get nausea, colon blockages, thyroid cancer, stomach paralysis, pain, changing sugar levels, or loss of muscle mass and skin elasticity with these supplements. They're called Collagen Up Plus, Berberine Advanced, and Digestion Pro. I suggest those instead of those hardcore drugs from Big Pharma. More frankenfood, avoid them. Already producing a plant-based egg alternative with separated yolk and white, Negist plans to develop a raw egg for retail, which may eventually have a shell. The keto diet has been linked to multiple health benefits, including lowered blood pressure and reduced blood sugar. Now scientists believe it could also aid in brain health. CoQ10 may modulate exercise-induced oxidative stress impact on the metabolism of vitamin D and methyl arginine, new research has found. The probiotic strain B. longum 35624 may improve IBS symptoms in children and adolescents, even those with vitamin D deficiency, according to new research. A symbiotic meal consisting of a breakfast cereal made of sorghum associated with a probiotic containing Bifidobacterium longum improves gut health, reduces body weight, and reduces uremic toxin serum levels in people with chronic kidney disease, suggests a study in Brazil. Here's our safety alerts from the FDA and FSIS to help keep you and yours healthy. Global Widget, Hemp Bombs CBD Pain Freeze, and their Nature's Script CBD Cryotherapy Pain Relief Roll-On, all dosages because of subpotency. Zydus Pharmaceuticals, Venla Vaccine Hydrochloride Extended Release Capsules for Dissolution Failure. Washington Homeopathic Products Complete Homeopathic Kit, for incorrect labeling on products inside the kit. Tiffany Foods Sweet Preserved Dried Plums for undeclared cyclamates. Best Express Foods Gluten-Free Universal Bakery Organic Aussie Bites and their Gluten-Free Organic Sunrise Energy Bars because, well, they contain gluten. Sheets Brothers Kitchen Bakery to Go Peanut Butter Brownie Cheesecake Mashup Cookies for undeclared peanuts. How do you put that one on the label? Bakery to Go brand peanut butter brownie cheesecake mash up cookies. Lot of letters there, folks. Pacific Shellfish signature blue swimming crab claw and lump for temperature abuse. Van Leeuwen ice cream, vegan pumpkin cinnamon roll, non-dairy frozen dessert for undeclared peanuts. Advanced Food International, Shazada Cinnamon Powder for Lead. American Spices LLC Spice Class Ground Cinnamon for Lead. Alb USA Enterprises Ground Cinnamon Powder for Lead. Aldi Freshshire Farms Jalapenos Green Peppers Green Beans for Listeria Monocytogens. JFE Franchising Snow Fruit Variety of Vegetables and Pepper Mixes for Listeria Monocytogens. Supreme Service Solutions, vegetable products for Listeria monocytogens. Boar's Head Provisions Company is recalling about 70 kinds of deli meat products for Listeria monocytogens. And that's it for this week's Health Super segment. This is Linda McKenzie from HealthyLife.net. Stay happy and healthy.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's super segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way, HealthyLife.net.